'Tis I, Lord Podcast. Are you yearning to equip yourself with the confidence to record? Elijah, the skilled podcast professional, is preparing himself for a tale of tools and skill that only a mighty podcaster may employ in one's podcast journey. Elijah, I do believe that we shall teach our weary wanderer the confidence that they strive to achieve. Shall we start a podcast? We shall. It's settled. Let's start a podcast.
Let's start a podcast, shall we? Season 2 is here. If you didn't catch the first episode, then you'll definitely want to check that out. Why do I say that? Because I talked about recording. You're talking about microphones, you're talking about audio interfaces, the cables, and all the things behind the scenes you got to look out for. So you can play engineer, figure out things that kind of get in the way of your sound quality, but you don't think of them. And that's on episode 1 for season 2. So check it out. If you want, go to talkpodcastwithme.com/podcast. I had to think about my own website. What are you going to do? Lots of podcast resources, interviews, and the backlog of episodes to check out just in case you missed them. Also in the backlog is from season 1, Michael, the Hobbit, as he calls himself. He's a podcast legend and experienced manager of experience at RSS.com. One of the host providers that I'll be talking about, disclosure, I'm a customer. Try not to favor them too much, not to have bias, but I want to disclose that for you. I do have the podcast all-in-one sort of solution that they call about $12 a month. So wanted to get that out there, but I'll be as fair as I can. More experience with RSS. Used a few of them in my time. Been a while since I've started the podcasting. And back in the day, I used to do the RSS feed, which I'll talk about. That's kind of the automatic way to discover your podcast. Apps will connect to this feed. It's magical. The host takes care of it for you. And back in my day, I'd create it all. You had to do the tags. You had to get it right. And if it's just a hair bit wrong, no way. It's gone. Errors. No, it doesn't get up. You have to stay up till 2 a.m. figure things out. I did. It wasn't fun. And this is where the podcast host really kicks in. It's internet storage or cloud storage for your podcast audio files, or maybe it's for your video, depending on the platform, kind of like Google Drive or Apple Cloud, whatever Apple calls it these days. It's storage with a bunch of features built for podcasters. Yeah. Upload your audio podcast with a click of a button, distribute your podcast through that feed I'm talking about, which I'll get more into that blog at talkpodcastwithme.com/podcast. All the resources, including this excerpt, the explainer guide, all that fun stuff to help you understand what the heck's going on. Some of the podcast hosts will connect automatically to apps and then send out through distribution, as they call it, through these feeds. I'll get into some of the comparisons later, but you can add a title and description, which is great. And you can add some cover art, even for each episode, which is a newer feature coming out with Apple and Podcast 2.0. Also get to that in a moment. Sometimes a microsite is included. Fancy word for saying it's a mini blog website. You add a description or a longer version. Some people add their transcript in there or some thoughts and ideas to complement the audio podcast for SEO and all that fun jazz that goes along with the fun of creating the podcast. And some will allow you to create this magic to record right on the spot within the platform or host program, if you will, and then even do some simple edits. So it depends on what you want. All inclusive solution, or if you're hiring somebody to do it, you like to do all that separate and you just want a host to provide you with storage and a distribution. There's so many things to choose from, but it really comes down to what you want. And maybe even you want a little bit of analytics and the degree of analytics and how many people ate an apple during the 3 minute a break that you had when you did the, I don't know, commercial break or whatever it is. It's silly analogy, but that's kind of the level of details you can get into. Again, some are free, some are not. They'll cost you some cash all the way up to, you know, hundreds of dollars a month, especially if people have a network or a bunch of podcasts, or maybe you're like an agency and you just host a bunch for people. You put them up there for your clients and you take care of it all. And that would be beneficial for you to have a $100 a month fee, charge a bit to upload everything and make it happen. And then it's all taken care of. One app, no problem. No problem. Podbean, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, Simplecast, RSS.com, Spotify, Podcast, maybe Megaphone that you heard of, Wix Podcast Player, and Transistor are some of the more popular ones. And you're like, I don't care. They're just names. And really, they are. They're just hosts to get you on your way and making things happen. Additional perks you can get is unlimited episodes and downloads. So some people will cap or host, sorry, not people, will cap the number of episodes you can upload, the length of them, the storage, because it's all amount of data that's stored, right? And it costs them money. So it unfortunately costs us money. You can do the downloads. Some people call it listener traffic. The movement and the activity costs money. Sometimes that's unlimited. Sometimes it's capped. You can do transcriptions. Upload them on your own or create through AI-generated transcriptions is more popular with hosts now. Podcast 2.0 features, I keep teasing, but I'll get into that. Chapters, sound bites, adding a website and email or the hyperlink sort of thing is available to accompany your podcast. More integrated now. Monetization, dynamic ads. Subscription features, maybe links together or more integrated with a podcast. Apple subscriptions. You see those sometimes $4.99 with Apple or Spotify. That's a whole nother nightmare because you have to sub to each app and then, I don't know. What's the answer? Maybe we'll talk about monetization later. Should really. Audio enhancements, different corrections or noise cancellation or bettering your sound to make your voice sound oh so sweet and beautiful via AI. Uploading YouTube is more popular now with YouTube podcasts and them trying to get into the podcast space. You have that automatically happen. They do some graphics and other things to make it video-ified. And of course, just with a click of a button, it goes to YouTube, does the description, all that stuff borrowed from what you've put in on the host, and then goes into things just for you. It does it all. The magic, the things, the technical terms, the whatchamacallits, all done. It's nice. And then, of course, it'll cost more money to do all that, blah, blah, blah. But the options are there. So before I dive into popular host providers and go through all their benefits, again, talkpodcastwithme.com/podcast for more resource, interviews, and, of course, Let's Start a Podcast episode blog, backlog. Blogs? I love blogs, I think. I have it stuck in my mind. What are you going to do? Also want to ask, did you know I'm a podcast professional? I have my tongue tied because I'm excited, but I am pretty good at editing episodes, mentoring people, doing launch strategies, directing and guide you, and maybe some conversational tips in real time. Kind of prompt you for some new ideas if you're really stuck. You just want to hit record. I can do that too. Maybe create, produce some cool intros and trailers, just like the adventure style one I did for Let's Start a Podcast. Even full service options called White Glove. Just project manage the whole thing for your podcast. You show up, I do everything else, and it's fun. If you want to go to talkpodcastwithme.com/contact, schedule an appointment or chat maybe through email. If you still even email anymore, DM and socials, all those links mentioned, links in the podcast subscription, just for you. The list, the features, let's do it. Okay, Podbean. I've used this some time ago, and it's really cool. They started having a community involved on Facebook and Reddit and really got into people's minds. They want to really figure out what's going on. They have a decent free plan. It's unlimited listener traffic or downloads, anything coming and going. Don't have to worry about how many people are listening, what activity. They covered it. A blog you can do, they call it a microsite. You know, that area that kind of complements. Have your own little website, monetization options. They have integrations with sponsorships and dynamic ad inserts and that sort of thing, and different plans and options you can tie into. That's a kind of a cousin to Podbean, and they'll direct you through their website. Affordable tiers for beginners, or maybe podcast pros want a little more, and you can get all those extra features. And like I was talking about, they have network options. So you can go in and have a bunch of podcasts set up, and they have those tiers and plans for you. But a lot of times, they'll encompass a lot of not what you need, but kind of what they assume the podcasters want, and then give you a monthly tier based on that. So you subscribe or pay a monthly fee or a yearly plan to save a few bucks and then go from there. So check it out at Podbean. I'll link them as well in the description. Next, we have Libsyn. They've been around forever, like the early 2000s. They have a bunch of plans, and a lot of it is a la carte, which can be awesome, which means you pay for what you want, but it can get really expensive really fast. The features and video storage, all that can go up to like $99 a month or more, plus the $5 a month for this, $10 a month for that, better analytics. It reminds me of how Apple does things. Respectfully to Libsyn, they have, you know, Apple has an iPad for $300 and they're like, oh, you need extra memory or storage? Okay, well, $100 more. Okay, great. Now you're at $500. Oh, you need the newest, shiniest one, a new gen? Oh, well, that's going to be $600. You need a bigger screen? No problem. That's $700. Oh, wait, you need whatever else it is, 5G instead of just Wi-Fi? That's $800. And that's kind of how it feels. It's a great idea. It's a great business model. You get unlimited listener traffic. There's monetization options. Custom mobile app is pretty unique to these podcast hopes. Host, so you can have the private podcast that you've always dreamed of, and people go to your app, just give them the link, or they can download it however it works, and here you go. Podcast in one happy place, especially if you have a great following and you're organizing a community, kind of like Crime Junkies, I guess you could say. They do that sort of thing where they have everything contained. Then you get them buying merch and all that stuff, and Bob's your uncle. It's pretty cool. But yeah, think about it. If you want to do monthly, or if you want to do a la carte. And going through all these websites is a bit of a slog, but at least you get an idea. You get a short list of what you want to do and where you want to go and who you want to be your provider. If you have any questions, of course, description, links, hit me on the DMs and the socials. Happy to help out and clear things up if you need it. Captivate isn't something that I've heard about too often, but it's newer as far as I'm concerned. I've been around for dinosaur's age, but there's always a tech that keeps coming up, new providers, new options. This is interesting because you can post as many podcasts as you want, usually a higher monthly price for teams or podcast networks. So that's kind of standard, but just something to look out for. Unlimited team members. This is cool because this is rare with a lot of podcast hopes. So if you have an agency, you have podcast editors, you have people working for you, you have a VA, a virtual assistant, and you're going through as a small business, this is super cool because you can add people to access your dashboard or your Captivate hosting account, and they can go in and do all this stuff for you, which is super cool. Or you can just help each other out. Maybe you have co-host. Maybe you're on, a dungeon crawl, TTRPG, or ghost exploration. You have three or four people. Well, somebody can always split the tasks and add everybody. There's an easy-to-use analytical dashboard. Some of them are a little clunky. Some of them are hard to use. And most importantly, Captivate does not have a free tier. It's about 20 to about 100 plus a month. So although you get some cool stuff, you have a lot of options for the amateur, for someone just starting. Unless you beat the odds and have a great budget as a amateur podcaster, maybe not. Maybe I have to second guess this one. So just up to you, just keeping it out there. Transistor is a 14-day free trial, which is cool. Website, ads, integrations, YouTube auto posting, 14-day trial, as I mentioned, host multiple podcasts. So again, if you have that network or you have a lot of podcasts, no problem. Private podcasts, they pitch as something very useful, and it is. If you have maybe a podcast paywall, you have courses, you have extra stuff behind the scenes, you have maybe a corporation or a small business that you just want to have a message from the CEO. They have that. That's kind of what the private podcast is. You give this feed link to someone that pays the subscription, and then you just go in and add this to your app. The person does that paid the description, and then they get the feed. It's like a private feed just for you. VIP treatment, It's kind of neat. It might be kind of cool too to have a private podcast if you're doing edits for people to get a non-explicit tag if you're trying to get a better audience, or maybe it's an 18 plus, you pay a little extra for a longer episode that's not chopped up and curated. Maybe you have it behind that private paywall, private podcast. And unlimited storage is a thing for Transistor as well. So that's super cool. and nice to have. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I've had five episodes. I want to have a bonus. I have to wait till next month to pay a different amount. Forget it. It's nice that way. Spotify for podcasters is cool, but it's very limited. It's super free. Everything is free about it. You just upload and go. You can record a podcast and perform simple edits right in the web app. You can do a lot of things, but the manual distribution is the complaint I hear a lot. It'll go to Spotify automatically, but you have to go and manually insert all of the integrations. And some people think that's annoying. But for free, you log into Apple, you provide that feed that I talked about, that RSS or that feed, that magic that connects all of your apps, and then you just provide that information from Spotify, and they go in as Spotify. That is, you provide that into Apple through Spotify. They connect each other. You have a login for Apple. You have the feed from Spotify, and they connect. But you have to make that magic happen. Some clicks, some passwords. It's not bad. If you don't mind a bit of work for super free, that's fine. You have some analytics. It's okay. You have the basics. It cover you. The weird thing is that Spotify likes to cover off impressions. It's a weird thing, kind of like social media, where on Facebook you see, oh, I have 4 million impressions, but only, I don't know, 30 downloads or something. It means whoever's seen it in your feed. Kind of misleading for some, but it gives you an idea of the interest. So if you're trying to improve your podcast or understand what your audience is liking, maybe they just fly by and don't like your cover art, or that particular episode doesn't interest them. I also like the message feature. You can go in and there's a poll. So in the Spotify app, when you're listening, it'll say, what did you think about this episode? You can customize that. You can have a poll. You can get people talking, and they can also leave you a message. Like the old days where you call into the radio, you hit the voicemail, and they play your silly response on the air. This is kind of the same thing. You can ask questions. You can be heard and be more interactive. So that is something cool. A caveat here is that Spotify did change its terms and conditions for audiobooks, saying you give away your life, so to speak. So be sure to double check the terms and conditions to understand what creative rights you may be losing or gaining when you upload to Spotify. And that kind of goes with all of the web-based apps, especially if they're free, more likely to be able to claim some rights so they can make some money or sell something, some of your content or some of the idea or some of something. Just be careful, okay? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but some people don't love to have their creative freedom taken away. Some people are good with some compromise. Some people don't love that. So just keep it in mind, but especially Spotify, they're changing things to be catch-all. You upload it, it's ours, screw you. Like, that's their choice. Is it yours? That's up to you. RSS.com, this is the hosting provider that I'm with currently. I pay for. Just want to let you know that that is the service currently I use as a disclosure. Also, again, Michael the Hobbit, he's the manager customer service experience for RSS.com. He talks about a little behind the scenes, and that's in the talkpodcastwithme.com/podcast. All the backlog in there for you. Michael talking about awards he's won, communities he's built, the grassroots efforts of RSS, and what Podcast 2.0 chapters are, and all those things that Podcast 2.0-ified. And it's just basically a movement, if you will, an open source or a collective agreement to get things going and evolving in a good way for podcasters. Nonetheless, RSS.com, it sets you up for free, but there is eventually a time where you have to pay. Students only get away with $5 US a month, which is incredibly awesome and affordable. And it goes up to 11 and 20 from there. But you have the option at least start for free. And once you're ready to go and launch to the world, then that's when you start paying. But it's kind of nice. You kind of get a feel. You get to play around and you get a sense of what goes on before you hit the go button and drain the wallet, so to speak. You know, not much, but just a little bit. And you can do the yearly thing, and that'll save about 20% on the subscription instead of monthly, which is decent. I'll take it. You can do transcripts, auto-upload to YouTube, the Podcast 2.0 features, like chapters, sound bites, and all these other things. And I'll go what these mean in a minute. simple website landing page. Although it uses RSS.com branding, which is purple and yellow, if it doesn't work for you and you're a branding enthusiast, connoisseur, it might not be for you, but at least it has the feed. The distribution is mostly automatic. You can share to social media, which is awesome. And just hit a click and poof. And then you can also connect to Apple Podcast subscription support. I want to name all the apps. I'm sorry. But Apple subscription. You can get all that started right through the RSS host, which is really cool. They have great customer support 24/7. Cross-platform analytics, so they'll get Apple and Spotify and all these apps, collect them, and say, hey, this is what's going on with your listeners. So yeah, Michael, customer experience manager, all over this thing. He's talking about his area. He's coaching and mentoring people. He's winning awards. He's having a good time. And RSS sounds pretty cool because it's just a couple of dudes starting it out, having a good time, and why they are doing what they're doing. Talking shop with him was kind of fun too. TalkPodcastWithMe.com/podcast. If you want to check it out, and a bit of a behind-the-scenes blog to accompany that. So the Podcast 2.0 features, which you've been dying to hear about, there was an MTV VJ and software developer. They wanted to help evolve features and accessibility of podcasts. And they really wanted to make it free speech still to be available. There's a lot of rules, especially in Canada, kind of taking that away from us. So it's nice to have people that have our backs so we can kind of speak our mind within reason and have things open and available to us to kind of share that message, to start conversations and to share our passions. Just like starting a podcast, it's my passion. I want to help you out. Did you know that the word podcast came from combining iPod and broadcast way back in the early 2000s when iPods were a thing? I still have one. I take it on the train with me or public transit. Sometimes I just want to listen to podcasts. That's all I need. It's tiny. It's great battery life. I'm old, so I don't always love having my cell phone around. I like to unwind and, you know, just space out, stare at the world around me, listen to podcasts. Pretty cool. But yeah, combo is iPod broadcast. That's how we got podcast word. Cool, right? Podcast 2.0 is cool, yes, but it's new, meaning that it's not widely adopted. So that can be a bit of a problem. You go through all these things with the podcast host, add them, but is it really worth it to go through all these effort? Like I said, you have like YouTube, you have the chapters itemed out. You have other features that are super cool, like sound bites, give a little teasers. But if the apps that you're connecting with or distributing to don't use these features, then it's kind of like a lot of work without nothing. It's still cool. I think it'll catch on. It just needs to take a bit of time and seeing the trend happen. And podcasting has been around forever, good couple of decades almost. It's nice to see it evolving. A follow, you'll see, is now instead of subscribing, because subscribing kind of gives the impression that you're paying. You're not always with follow. It's kind of like the bell notification on YouTube. That's a good way to go about it. So if you're not following this podcast, Let's Start a Podcast, wherever you get this and listen to it, hit the follow button, please and thank you. That way you won't miss and you'll be able to hear all the good tips I'm giving you. Podcast Index is the open censorship resistant directory of podcasts. And that hopes to preserve podcasting as a free speech platform like I was talking about. Namespace is kind of like essential tags. That's the category for it. Additional information like chapters, transcripts, speakers, links, sound bites, email and website link, the author detail, copy protection. That's a nice thing to have. A location. So you can change the location for each podcast episode. If someone's in Africa, someone's in Canada, someone's in the United States, somebody's out of Hawaii. Maybe you want to have that location item because then the people around that location that are looking and searching for this podcast will find it easier. Hones in on them like a beacon, if you will. Podcast beacon. It'll have a trailer option, the author, a license. For RSS.com, value for value is an integration with Bitcoin. So it has this integration with a payment processor. I don't know off the top of my head if it's all Bitcoin, but this is how RSS decides to go about it, which is kind of nice, an amenity for some people that enjoy that, be able to support the podcast as they may. Podcast host. What is it? Somewhere to store your internet files from your podcasts and then just distribute it to everybody, the masses, easily, and then have everything in one happy place, like a home for your podcast on the internet and ready to go. If you want to do the video thing, there's YouTube. I know Spotify will do some video. That's becoming more popular with hosts, but still primarily audio. And just a whole bunch of features and bits and bobs to accompany how much you want to pay, depending on how pro and excited you really are. I like to talk about many things, but if you haven't already, again, check out the first episode of season 2 talking about recording. I went through about 6 different microphones, rambled about how I just detest USB technology for microphones. I'm a truist. I like quality and control. I like that. I explain what XLR is, what an audio interface is, what the cables do, and what happens. Again, that's on episode 1 of season 2. You'll check it out on the podcast player or talkpodcastwithme.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads. I'm unhinged all over the internet, so enjoy it. I tend to have an unpolished feel, but an honest, professional-ish, and a big kid sense of fun. So if you want to be entertained, I try my best to keep up with it, but I am just a one-person show. Do my best. Listen, have fun, enjoy the adventure, and I'll see you soon. I'm Elijah. Cheers.
Let's start a podcast.